Behavior analysts participating in a GPS tracking pilot program say the software has problems, and they're concerned about the mandatory rollout in just 3 months. As WUSF's Delina Miller reports, the $1.2 million program is supposed to cut back on Medicaid fraud.
2 years ago, officials with the State Agency for Healthcare Administration, known as ACA, started making changes to a program that provides behavior therapy to children on the autism spectrum. Earlier this month, the state introduced GPS tracking for therapists to make sure they are providing the care they say they are. Therapists in 9 counties who are using the pilot program say there are issues with billing codes, cellular reception, location tag inaccuracies, and more. They say it's been hard for them to go to appointments and get paid. Karen Torsiello is a behavior analyst in Port St. Lucie. She says her staff logged 16 errors in the 3 days they tested the program.
We went through a big struggle to hopefully help many, many people, but I can tell you that they, you know, did experience some level of a trauma response. It was very stressful, and so they are hesitant to touch it again.
Torsiello says ACA and the company providing the tracking software have been largely unresponsive to calls and emails documenting the errors. Delina Miller, WUSF 89.7 News.